Wish.ie. Susan, thank you very much. That is Susan McQuaid O'Dwyer, who is CEO of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And as I say, Make-A-Wish.ie is where you can find out more. Now, you will undoubtedly have seen the news of that horror earthquake that has devastated Myanmar and caused so much damage and consternation across Bangkok. With me is Tommy Walker, who is a journalist in Bangkok. The search obviously continuing for victims, the rescue missions continuing. Tommy, what's the latest?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm just at the crash site of this building, and right in front of me, you've got about 15 cranes, probably about 10 of them, relentlessly trying to strip away this sort of debris and concrete and find survivors. Unfortunately, we've seen at least a couple of deceased people, bodies being removed from the rubble today, but the authorities are just, you know, in a race against time to try and find any possibility of any remaining survivors here in Bangkok.
To what extent are rescue services overwhelmed? Because there have been questions about their capacity to respond, given the scale of the devastation.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Thailand, I mean, there's hundreds of aid workers, rescue workers who are on this. I mean, Thailand's well-resourced in that manner, but it's about the amount, the debris. It's so big, and it's got challenges like the weather, unstable wreckage, and really just trying to find and locate these people who might be meters underground. So the operation's ongoing, and it's trying to speed up as fast as it can, but it's certainly frustrating for the awaiting families.
And is there still hope that they will be finding people alive and well in the wreckage?
I mean, I spoke to one of the lead rescuers last night, and he said it would be a miracle if they did. There has been various reports, some conflicting, about how there has been some vital people located with their vital signs, you know, that they've still got vital signs. But we can't really confirm that yet until anyone's been pulled from the rubble. And right now, you know, during this operation, there hasn't been anyone yet. It's just been people who have passed away, unfortunately.
The latest reports are suggesting that in Myanmar, there's 3,400 people injured in the disaster. 1,644 is the latest death toll from that country. Thailand, the most recent reports that I had seen, Tommy, were 17 confirmed dead. Has that increased?
It's 17 in terms of what the official figures are, but as mentioned, we've seen at least a couple of bodies being removed, and so that's certainly going to increase. That 17 number was this morning. It was about 6-7 hours ago, released by the Thailand's Fire and Rescue Department. So that number is going to increase. That's where we're at right now. And when we get further updates, obviously we can confirm any further fatalities.
And what's the current mood in the country? I assume shock.
I mean, there's two ways to look at this. I mean, you know, where we're at in the crash site. I mean, this is almost completely separate to how people were feeling downtown Bangkok, because you've got people who are trapped, potentially alive, families crying, waiting for news, hoping for some good news. This is a feeling of desperation, frustration, and sorrow. However, you know, when the earthquake hit Bangkok on Friday, the shock in and around the city, buildings were swaying and wobbling, and debris was falling down, ceilings were cracking, thousands of people were evacuating buildings, especially from high rises. That was the shock, because, you know, Bangkok hasn't had any impact. It hasn't had the earthquakes like this that have impacted the city in a very, very, very long time. Experts say they're very rare. So it shocked Thais, who say they've never experienced this before in their life, and shock tourists alike. And the tourism, which is so crucial to Thailand's economy, is going to take a hit from this, because people are already cancelling and looking for refunds in hotels because of the earthquake's impact.
And is that an overreaction, or is that the correct course to take?
I mean, I think what it was, myself included, if you're staying in a high-rise building and the building starts to shake, you really realise that you're that high up. And I think people were just worried. And, you know, the people who I interviewed and spoke with, they just said, I just don't want to stay in a high-rise building. I've seen too many cracks in the building and things that look unsteady, you know, water leakage, that they think that something else could potentially could happen. So I think it's just a normal concern. It's probably a short-term concern for tourists in the city. I don't expect any long-term impacts But when things like this happen, that's kind of the normal reaction that you'd get from visitors.
Lastly, Tommy, you mentioned the challenges that come with in the rescue in terms of weather. What are the current weather conditions and forecast?
So yesterday was 36 degrees, very, very hot. So it was very, very hot. And the day before, I believe it was 38 degrees. Today it's overcast. We've had a few showers of rain, which might help those trapped inside because obviously the weather, the humidity is very hot in Bangkok and Thailand. Being under this, you know, super high rubble, it's obviously going to be extraordinarily hot inside. So it's overcast at the moment. That really hasn't prevented, the rescue efforts, but it's the cranes and the rescue operation is working as tirelessly as they can. And so we'll just have to see what comes next. But the weather conditions are okay for now.
Tommy, thank you very much. That's Tommy Walker there reporting for us from Bangkok in Thailand. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to Chris Kent.